I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In this episode, calling in all the way from Brazil is my dear friend, Morena Fornachari. She's a dancer, she's a makeup artist, and she has the greatest mindset of any stroke survivor I have ever met. Boom, intro done.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuronerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Say it every single week. Absolutely mean it every single week. Very special episode. Who do I have with me? Not in studio, from like way halfway across the world. I have my dear friend Morena. What's up, Morena? How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. Now I'm nerves.
When you say you're doing great, does that mean you're greatly full of nerves?
Yeah, it means outside I'm doing good, but inside I'm having a heart attack.
That's how I describe my life every single day. Outside, I look pretty good. Inside, chaos, craziness. So, Morena, I will ask you, as I ask everyone that comes on the show, how are you part of this amazing brain injured community?
I met you online. So I had this stroke. I was going crazy. When I was sent home, I was like, oh my God, what's happening? What's this thing about? I had no idea what's going on, what was going on. And I started to looking at, searching for people on the internet, and then I found you. Yes, and I was like, oh no, he knows what I'm talking about. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. And that was great for me. Made me feel really happy.
So what type of stroke did you have?
Do I know how to say that in English? I hope so, because, you know.
You can say it in Spanish. We can.
It's Portuguese.
Portuguese. Did I say that right?
Portuguese. I had a ischemic stroke. I had Wallenberg's syndrome.
Oh.
Artéria vertebral.
I love the way you speak Spanish.
Like on my neck. Can you understand?
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm Puerto Rican, right? I don't speak Spanish. I'm the worst.
I remember that. And you don't speak Spanish.
I'm the worst. The worst. I always feel like I have to apologize to like my family, my bloodline.
Joe.
I know. I'm the worst.
Shame on you.
The worst. I'm sorry.
Shame
I'm working on,
you.
On it. My co-host Lauren is trying to help me. She gets me Spanish comic books. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I'm kidding. You don't have to. But it would be cool if you would learn.
I definitely do want to learn. I mean, it's part of my culture. I want to learn. I'm just not very bright.
I was thinking about that the other day. My family is from Italy, and I have an Italian name. Fornaciari is Italian, Fornaciari. And I don't speak a word of Italian. I should definitely learn it. But
See, you're the worst.
Yeah, same on me kidding. Now.
So where in the world do you live? You live in Brazil, correct?
I live in Brazil, yeah. If you thought it.
Oh, I didn't know you were half Italian. I always wondered about your last name.
It's Italian.
Italian. Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about the day that you had your stroke?
Yes. I had a really amazing day, especially because I had 2 dance classes in that day, and I love dance class. Mm-hmm. I was an anxious person back in that time, but in that day, I was not anxious at all. Nothing stressed me. I was really cool with everything. Right. So I had 2 dance classes. I went to the beauty salon. I did my hair. I was really having an amazing day. And then I went back home to have a massage. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were having a great day.
I was having an amazing day, I'm telling you. Yeah, I was so fine. And then, boom, I was laying down in my bed, in my mom's bed, and having the massage, and then it happened.
Wow.
Out of nowhere, a stroke.
Wow.
In your hand. Take it.
Wow. Oh, now,
and that was
did you have any like signs earlier in the day? Like any issue? Or was it just like everything?
I did.
You did.
Not only in that day, mm-hmm. but years before my stroke, I used to have a lot of headaches mm-hmm. and a lot of migraines. That's different from headache, yes. for a number of headache. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Talking about. I used to have a lot of migraines, at least 1 a week. I was used to it. I used to take a pill mm-hmm. that was only 1 pill that would work for right. it. I would have to turn the lights off and go to bed and sleep, and I would feel better only the next day.
Right. It was a miserable existence with migraines. It sucks.
Yeah, miserable life for years. This miserable life. A few months before my stroke, I started to have this pain in my neck. Right. Right, exactly in the place the stroke happened, that was in my neck. That's why I started to have the massage, because I went to the doctor and we did all the exams. I think I'm feeling nervous right now.
I'm going to tell you this. You are doing magnificently. You're doing great. You really are.
Can you understand
100%,
me?
100%. Your English is just as good as my English.
Let's just tell everyone that I was going crazy and I was a bag of nerves because of the language.
No. I think it's funny that you were so nervous. There's no reason to be nervous. It's just me. Like I like to think.
It's good that you can understand what I'm saying.
I like to think I'm a pretty easy person to talk to. I'm very relaxed. I'm not super stressed out. And I love talking.
Yeah, you are super cool.
I love talking about brain injuries. Like I do, because we all have a story to share. We all have an experience to share.
Yes.
And the more we share it with yes. the world, the easier it is for everybody. You met me because you were looking for other people like you.
Exactly. That's why I like to talk about it.
So,
because that's what helped me to get better.
Sharing your story right now, you're helping so many people around the world that need this kind of connection and this kind of understanding, you know, and your English perfect. Your English is great. Also, I love your accent. It's amazing.
Thank you
accent.
So much. Thank you, mom and dad, for all the English classes since I was a kid. I love this so much.
Fantastic. I love it. You're doing it. So you did what I did. You kind of ignored your migraines. You just kind of pushed through.
Yeah,
it's a bad idea.
I was just used to it. That was my life every day. Headache, migraine. Oh. Now my neck's hurting. Just 1 more thing to deal with. Let's carry on. That's what I did. Right. That's what everybody does.
Yes. Well, yes.
why?
You know why? Because we're not very bright. In those moments, not very bright. Pain is not normal. It's not normal. The fact that you
all.
And I for years had migraines, that was not normal. We both had severe neck pain.
We are nuts. Yeah. We are strange people.
Very. That's why we get along.
Like, I have a migraine. That's okay. I can deal with
right.
it. I can deal with it.
Just because we dealt with it well, because we did. We did things. We kept on living life. It wasn't a normal thing to live life in so much pain. It really wasn't.
Yeah.
So you had your stroke.
I'm dying inside, but I'm gonna go out and work like nothing's happening.
So you had your stroke. Your stroke decimated your body for a while.
Yeah. My stroke affected both sides of my body. People say that a stroke sometimes, normally it affects one side,
right?
My stroke affected both sides. One side was more the motor coordination. That's how you say it.
Right. The motor skills. Right.
And I cannot feel things when I touch them. Like if my eyes are closed and you put something in my hand, I need to think a lot to realize if there's something there.
Right.
And if there's something there, what it is, I have no idea. I cannot tell if I'm not looking at it. I don't know how you call that.
And still to this day, it's paralyzed.
Yeah. It's better, but I cannot feel everything. Right.
You've adjusted and adapted a lot to be able to use your hand, but you can use your hand, correct?
Yes. I can use both hands because we create ways to deal with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The brain? Fascinating.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It really is. It's like, I feel like a witch sometimes. It's so strange when I stop to think about it now that I'm talking this to you, like, I cannot feel things with my hand and I have problems with the motor coordination. But what I do every day, I do everything.
Yes, you do.
I do everything.
Not only do you do everything so well. There's one thing in particular. You've already mentioned it. You're dancing. You are a spectacular dancer.
Thank you so much.
It's beautiful.
I'm trying to get back.
Oh, no.
Because there are a lot of things that I cannot do. But I think dancing, I asked this to my physical therapist. If the fact that I was dancing all my life could possibly have helped
right.
me. How did I say that?
Yeah, it could have helped you. Yeah, it was perfect.
During my recovery process. And he said, totally yes, because all my life I was training my body to do movements and to do things that we don't do on our day-to-day life. And when you dance, you don't only have to do these things, these different movements. You have to learn them on both sides.
Right.
Like when you go to dance class, the teacher is going to teach you a sequence and you need to do this in the right side. And then you need to do it the opposite way, like the same steps the opposite way. So it makes the brain works a lot. And I think that helped me a lot after my stroke.
It absolutely did. I really believe that. I remember seeing pictures of you and video of you. Wow. It's shocking to see where you were and even more amazing to see where you are. Like
Thank you so much.
It's incredible. You have done such a brilliant job in your recovery, because early on where you couldn't walk without someone holding you,
I could not stand by myself.
Brace thing.
I would fall.
Yeah, they had that brace thing where they hold you. You were like a human cup of coffee. You had a handle, and that's how you would stand up and walk. You went from that to now I see you do some of these TikTok videos. I'm like, oh my God, that was incredible.
What is she doing? And you know, that makes me really emotional, because when I look back and I think that one doctor said to my mom in the hospital that I would never walk again. And people say that all the time. My doctor said this and my physical therapist said that. I think people say things like trying to help. But one thing that helped me a lot was not attaching myself to all those things. It doesn't matter if they were good things or bad things. Like, I had people coming to me and saying good things as well. Like, oh, I know this person and he had a stroke and he's perfect today. He doesn't even feel like he had a stroke one day. But I knew at that moment that maybe with me was not going to be that way. And I didn't want it to feel bad if it was not. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I want to walk, but if I'm going to stay in the wheelchair, I want to be happy and do the best I can do in the wheelchair.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
I'm glad you are who you are, because so many other people would have just been like, well, that's it. I give up. The doctor said that. That's horrible. It does. Look, you are proof.
You know what I like about us talking about our stroke and how we deal with it? Because that's most of people, 90% of people. That's how they deal. People come to me every day on Instagram saying this, like, my doctor said I'm not going to be the same again. What do I do? Life have no meaning anymore. And I was like, no, it does. It does.
It really does. So I'm a fan of yours. I am.
Thank you. I'm a fan of yours too.
Oh, thank you. I really am. Stop. You're going to make me blush.
I really am.
So I love the way that you think. Look, you've gained so much of your functionality back and you've worked so hard to do it. You said something that just stuck with me, that hey, even if you had to be in a wheelchair, you wanted to be okay with that.
Yes. By the way, I don't know if I said that to anyone before, but when I was in the wheelchair and going to physical therapy, like in the beginning of my treatment, I was changing emails. Emails, is that right? With I wanted to be a Paralympic athlete. If I wasn't, I was thinking about everything. Like if I can walk again, it's fine. If I cannot, I want to be a Paralympic athlete because I can learn it. I'm so good. I can learn everything. And I was changing emails with them already. And then I was able to walk and I was like, okay, I don't think I'm going to need it, but I have all planned in my mind. Like I'm going to go to the Olympics. I'm going to go to the Olympics. I'm so sure about it. I was so sure about it.
Okay, so something that was really important that you said is if you had to be in a wheelchair, you wanted to be okay with that. That blows my mind. That is an amazing, the most adult thing I think I've ever heard anyone say.
I'm feeling so adult right now. And I'm so silly all the time. It's good to hear that.
You're talking about silly. If you look at my background, I have a Star Wars poster. I'm wearing a Captain America shirt. I'm like a giant child.
That doesn't make you silly. It's good to be silly.
It is.
And I think it's difficult to talk about it because, like you said, my recovery process was really good. Like, I cannot deny that. And I had, in these 4 years, I had just a few, but I had people coming to me and saying that what I had was not that bad. Let's put it that way. Ugh. Like, that's why I'm so good right now.
Okay.
You know?
I'm going to stop you right there. Fuck those people. Sorry. I don't mean to be a dick about it. There's one thing in our community that I cannot stand. The comparisons, right?
Why people compare?
I compare, but in a completely different way. I have a friend. I don't know if you know her. One of my closest friends, Noreen Walsh from Australia. She's an artist. She had her stroke when she was 3.
Whoa.
Her entire life, she's never known what it's like to feel one of her sides, ever.
Okay.
When I'm having a bad day, she's calling me and saying, hey, Joe, it's going to be okay, mate. And she's like hyping me up. She has.
Hey, Joe, fuck you. Get up and go have your day and make it amazing.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
you so rock.
Yes, she has every right to be angry and upset because her stroke decimated her body, but she's never been that. She hypes me up. Our trauma is our trauma. So what your brain injury is different than my brain injury. Some people lose themselves physically, emotionally, cognitively. There's no comparison. There are people who they lose feeling from the neck down. They're happier than a lot of people who are fully functional. It's all about the way mindset. That you think. Yes. Yes.
It's all about the mindset, man.
It really is. I preach mindset all the time. It's the way that we see things. It's like, it's the glass is half full or the glass is half empty. You know, we could talk about how half empty it is, or we could talk about, wow, we still have a whole other half to drink.
That's what I like about what you do with this podcast and we talking about the stroke, because it seems like, I think that's something that's natural for me, and I can tell it's natural for you too.
Yes.
I don't know if you were always like that or if it was after your stroke, but it's something that looks natural.
I was never like this. I joke that I'm a recovering Catholic, because growing up Catholic, you grow up with a lot of guilt.
Yeah.
You get like a lot of, hey, God is going to be mad at you. And it scares you. So I grew up very anxious and very depressed and miserable. I was mad and sad all the time. It took me almost dying for me to realize how beautiful life is. So now I look at every single day for what it is. It's amazing.
How amazing that is. And that's, you are the perfect example of, I had this mindset before. Oh yeah. Before I'm making this confusion about before and after. So before my stroke, I was already like this, mm-hmm. but you are the perfect example of when I say to people that a bad thing can be so good. A bad thing can save your life. Like stroke is it good to have a stroke? No, it's not. Like, I hope people don't have, but sometimes bad things happen so we can be better, or we need to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
We needed it.
I needed it.
Yeah, I needed it. Yeah. I'm so sure that even though I had this mindset before,
mm-hmm.
I needed my stroke for many reasons. That's why I say I would never go back to the old me.
Yes, yes.
If I could choose, do you want to go back to 2018 and be the Morena you were before? No, not at all.
No.
Because I'm different in so many ways.
In the best ways, you know?
The best ways.
The people who are accepting of what their life is, the happiest people I know after their stroke are the people who think that way, are the people who are like, you know, it sucks having a stroke, but I wouldn't change it because it's helped me become the best version of myself. It has. You and I, we have a new perspective. We see life differently because we know how close we came to not being here.
Did you have that moment of truly thinking you are not going to be able to come back?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like to sleep in your bed again, to shower in your bedroom again, to sit in the table with your family again, to hold your nephews again, all those things. I had this moment and I remember begging for God, please God, I want to be able to do those things again. I cried so much. Like the first time I went to the shower by myself, like that made me cry. That made me cry more than walking. I don't know why.
It's an independence thing. For you,
yes.
It might be an. For me, I did the same thing. I was in the shower and I was crying while holding on because I didn't want to fall.
Yes.
Because I'm a grown ass man, right? When I was in the hospital, I had these tiny little Filipino nurses helping me to the shower. It was a shock to my system that I was so frail and so weak that I needed help from these women. And I was just, I felt so small and I was like, I don't know if this is ever going to end. Is this just what life is? So once I got home and I was able to do these things for myself, it's very emotional. It makes you feel the appreciation for the small
things.
Just a shower. You know what it is? It's not just a shower. It's experiencing life and independence again. That's what it is. It's like a beautiful moment in life. It's a certain normalcy. Like, wow, I'm able to do this again. You know, in my home, I'm able to do this in my home.
In my home, yeah. That's an important detail. I was going to say that I don't even think I was thinking about it. Like, I need these people to help me. I think back in my mind, I was probably thinking of it, but I don't know how to say this. Everything was so shocking for me. Everything, right. The hospital, I don't think I remember everything. I feel like it was in shock for a long time, and I would not think much of life and things. I was just carrying on.
It was a traumatic incident. Day.
Yeah, I was doing my best and doing one day after another, but not thinking too much. And I think when I was in the shower by myself, everything came at once. And then I was like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. Like, this podcast is happening. Yeah. Like, imagining that dog running circles. That was me inside. Like, my God, I am in the shower by myself. And my mom recorded me in the shower. But I only cried after she left.
Right. Oh, yeah. It was a moment with yourself.
After she left.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a huge victory in recovery. You know, we have so many small victories. I actually don't really believe in small victories. Every victory is huge for us, whether it's your first step,
it's a shower. I really like what you said. Yeah. I came here thinking every little thing is good, but can you say that again, please?
That every little step, there's no little victories. Every victory is a huge victory, whether it be your first step, whether it be, you know, the first time you took a shower by yourself, the first time you fed yourself, any of these things. You tell regular people. So I call people without brain injuries, I call them normies. So you tell a normie, you know.
How do you call them?
Normie. So like a normal person, they're like normal-ish, like they're normies.
Normies. Okay.
So the normies, you'll say, you know, I showered by myself and it was the best experience of my life. And they'll just kind of look at you like, yeah, what else?
They
can't understand, you know? The reality is I understand what a big moment that is.
Yes. And you know, I'm feeling so, I don't know how to express my feelings in words. I'm so grateful that there are people like you and like me too now that I'm doing this. But, you know, talking to someone that it's not, how do you say, normie?
Normie, those normies.
That's exactly what it is. Those things, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. When I say that I felt so emotional and that I cried for long minutes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's it. The fact that someone knows what I'm talking about, it's so amazing.
I had that moment. You had your shower moment. I had mine a little bit earlier. It was coming home from the hospital. I was like a dog. I had my
head, like a dog.
I had my head out the window like a dog, just letting the wind run through my face. I don't have hair. I don't have hair, so it was just running through my bald head. So I was letting. I was just like, and it felt so good to be out of the hospital. We came up to a stoplight, and I looked out the window, and there was wind, and the wind was rustling the leaves of a tree.
I was going to say this.
I completely lost it. I just started crying because it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen.
I can feel it. Everything you're saying.
It's so amazing. It's that moment. It's those little moments that are indescribable. You and I, we understand what those moments are like. There are so many people out there that have no idea. They don't understand the appreciation, the love, and the care that we have for those little tiny moments.
That's something that I would say to my friends a lot. People, they like to follow those pages that say cool things about go there, break, look at the sky, how beautiful it is today. Like, they can see it's beautiful. They can see, they can be grateful that they are alive. But the feeling's different from us.
Yes, yes.
In ways, it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain to them.
It's impossible to explain to them. You and I understand it. You know, so
you
and I, like, and it's funny, we're like a video game. We're like a cheat code. We have this special thing that nobody else has. When we enjoy something, when we experience something, it's like turbo fuel as opposed to everybody else. Like, we experience it a lot deeper. We experience it with a lot more passion and care and love. It's
like
different.
This thing you were saying about the wind and everything. My room in the hospital didn't have a window. It did have a window, but I could not see the sky. Mm-hmm. I could not see outside. Oh. So when I left the hospital, what I think, I don't remember how the hall, for example, was like. I could only see the light, the natural light, and the sky and the wind, and feel the wind. And that's the thing, the things I remember. The light. I don't remember how it was. Like, where is the balcony? Where are the chairs? Everything. Where's the door? How's the door? What color is the wall? I don't remember anything. I just remember the natural light and the wind and to see the sky. And I was like, it's so amazing.
It is. There's something indescribable about seeing we're seeing it through new eyes, you know?
Yes.
After a brain injury, everything is brand new. Everything that we experience it's not the same. It's similar. Like, it kind of feels like we've done it before, but it's completely different.
And it's completely different.
It's that appreciation that we have now that we've never had before.
And you know something that I never said to anyone before too, and those things we are talking about, how we appreciate things differently. That's one thing that makes me feel guilty when my depression is like really bad, right? Because I fight depression like for years now, and I'm trying to talk more and more about it. And I would blame myself for feeling depression, because you know everything you went through, you know how it's like to, how do I say, how's the word? You should be grateful, like, to be here and to be able to feel those things differently and to learn everything again. How are you depressed? It's do you feel guilty sometimes when you're not feeling well?
Always. So you mentioned depression. I had a depressive episode this morning. Today. Yeah. I had a really, really bad morning. You know, I've suffered from depression.
I'm sorry if I should not talk about it, but it's something that makes me feel guilty.
This is important to talk about because it's not
important to talk about.
I talk about a lot of the positives, right? Because I think we focus too heavily on all the negatives. So I want to talk. I joke all the time. We don't talk about the bright side of a brain injury. I want to talk about life and how beautiful it is. But that doesn't take away from the fact that, hey, things get dark. I'm not always this happy. I suffer through depression. I fight through it, though. You know, I try to better myself. Yes. So I have that guilt just like you. I have that guilt. I feel like I'm wasting time. I'm wasting my life, that I have no right to feel the things that I do. I do know that depression makes no sense. Makes no sense. Depression is also a liar. It will lie to you. Depression will tell you you're not worth anything. Nobody cares. That's what depression will trick you into thinking that you're small.
That's the biggest lie.
It really is.
I feel super guilty, and I'm glad that I'm talking about it here with you, because I feel like the fact that we have this positive mindset and that we look through something so bad in a such positive way, and that we are living our lives and trying to help other people. I feel like people out there see us like, oh, they had a stroke. The stroke is so cool. They are so happy. They are dealing with everything. It's just so easy. It's not at all.
No.
Like, It's not easy. We have dark days. Things get difficult. Things get really hard. But we need to just keep moving on. And that doesn't mean we are not happy. That doesn't mean we are not dealing with it.
Right. This is where the mindset comes in. You know, this is where a positive mindset comes in. So bad things happen. Dark things happen. We're not always this happy. But when these dark thoughts creep up, we don't live there. We don't just, this sucks. I'm feeling off. I'm feeling terrible. Now, how do I get out of this feeling? Instead of just sitting in that feeling and like everything sucks, it's like, okay, I have tools.
Yes.
I can meditate. I can focus on something different. I can do something that makes me happy. There are so many tools we have now to get us out of that space.
Yes.
Look, depression sucks. It really, really does. And I'm glad that we're talking about this, because you and I, you're right. We're both very happy-go-lucky, fun people. I don't think anybody would look at us and be like, those guys suffer depression.
People don't imagine that.
But the reality is, today, when this episode, we're releasing this episode in whenever it releases, you don't know when we recorded this. So I'll just say the day that this episode was recorded, this morning, I had a complete mental breakdown. Like, I had an emotional breakdown. It just everything hit me. I lost my shit. I really did. It was very difficult to get. I'm working through it right now. And I know you understand what that's like.
I do.
Can push through because, you know, that's what we do. Nothing is ever going to keep us down. But it's a fight. It's what you and I do is work. We put in a lot of work to get to this point.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because we're not, before my brain injury, I would do this, but I would hide everything. I would just like all the feelings I had, I would just hide them. I wouldn't even feel them.
Like I hide a little because it's something I've learned. You cannot talk about it with everyone. I think
true.
People are going to be, does receptive exist in English?
Yeah. People are
going
to be less receptive.
They're going to be receptive and they are going to understand and to help. But the thing is, they want you to be good and to not feel depressed. But if you are feeling bad today and tomorrow you can like get up and go live life normally, they will always, there's always going to be someone to say, weren't you depressed yesterday? Like, you want me to feel bad every day or you want me to react? So that's the thing. You cannot listen to people. You need to focus on yourself and know who you are and know what you feel. But it's really difficult, and it's difficult for us too. It's not because we are dealing so well with things that it doesn't get any difficult and we don't have dark days. I want to make this really clear because I feel like people think that I have the perfect life and everything is so cool, and it's difficult for everyone. It's like
you put in a lot of work. You work really, really hard to get to this place.
I
do the same. I work really, really hard to get in a good place. It doesn't mean that I'm always good. It just means when I'm down, I don't stay down for very long. Where before, I would stay down for, and this is almost embarrassing to say, months.
Don't be embarrassed. I was bad for, I think, May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All May, 30 days, feeling like shit. I didn't know how to get out of it. The key is to know how to get out of it.
Yes. Yeah. It's not easy either. What helps is, I tell everybody now, feel your feelings. If you're depressed, feel depressed. Don't, everything is fine. That does not work.
Yes.
It doesn't work. Feel depressed. It sucks. So at a certain point, you're going to, this sucks. I don't like this. Cool. So now you're ready to turn around. Now you're ready to get out of that depression.
Like that. I needed to cry for 30 days. I needed
to get it out of your system.
I needed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully next time it's not 30 days. Hopefully maybe it'll be like 30 minutes.
Yeah. I hope it's going to be 30 minutes. But I know what it was 1 month exactly because that thing you just said, like you need to feel your feelings.
Yeah.
Don't pretend. It was 1 month because I pretended it was good for a long time. So when it came and I allowed myself to feel it, it took all this time.
Yeah.
So every time you need to feel it, just feel it.
Just feel it.
And that's it.
It doesn't feel good. It's not supposed to feel good. You know, it's depression. These are bad feelings. Get them out of your system. When you're feeling that, and it's strange to say, but my significant other, she says it to me and drives me crazy, like when I'm feeling depressed or I'm just angry and upset. And she was like, does it feel better to feel bad or does it feel better to feel good? And I'm like,
I love it.
Because I'm depressed and I'm angry, right? So then I'm like, it feels better to feel good. So then it's almost ridiculous that I'm angry because it feels better to feel good. So then you're like,
but I understand you. I understand you 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. So look, it's work. Morena and I, we put in a lot of work to get to this point. You guys can do the same thing. Here's the thing too. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to hide your depression. You don't have to hide the fact that you don't feel well. You can talk about it. You can talk about it on social media. Just put it out there.
It's completely okay to feel bad.
Yes.
It's completely okay.
It's normal.
To have a bad day.
Look, it's normal.
It's normal.
It's normal, especially for brain injury survivors. Depression is a very common symptom after a brain injury.
I was going to say, it's to be happy all the time, it's a completely unreal expectation.
If you were happy all the time, you would be an insane person. Crazy
people. No one is happy all the time. Everything in life comes with waves. Things are good, they're going to be bad. Things are bad, they're going to be good.
Morena, I wish you were here. I would give you the biggest hug because that is amazing. I love that. So it's about contrast, right? So
yes.
When you're feeling bad, right? Cherish that moment. And I know it sounds weird. Like, why do I want to cherish feeling bad? Remember how bad that feels, right? How would you know what good felt like if you didn't know what bad felt like?
Exactly.
So when you feel really, really bad, the next time you're feeling good, you can compare the two and be like, God, feeling good feels so much better.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
I want to do that more often.
Can I do something that I do a lot?
Of course.
Change subjects. like go back to when you were saying to when I was talking about being the athlete, Paralympic athlete. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I think that's brilliant. I love how
thinking, how cool would it be to be a Paralympic?
It would be amazing. It would be the Paralympics, some of the best athletes in the world. I
would like to learn how to shoot. I would be a good shooter, I think.
Yeah? Like an arrow or a gun?
I think both.
Okay, now
I believe in myself.
Okay, I believe in you too. Now how would that work with the affected hand?
I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna make a research about it. Maybe mm-hmm. they use something to try to place the hands dirty, something like this.
Hey, if you were in any Olympics, I would bet all my money that you would win gold because I think you're that incredible. I just
thank
love
you so much. That's the kind of friendship everyone needs.
Of course, dude. Needs. We have to be on each other's team. You know, like we really do. We have to hype each other up. Because we're part of this cool kids club, you know, like we're part of this really special brain injured club. We have to celebrate each other. But I love the mindset of, hey, if I can't walk again, yeah, that would suck. But I'm going to be able to do this and I'll do all the. I just think no matter what situation you're in, no matter what deficits you have to be happy doing anything. You know, if you can't do one thing, you know what? You can do these other things. I love your mindset. Your mindset is perfect.
There's a reason why. There's always a reason why.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm pretty sure you were supposed to be here today doing this podcast and helping a lot of people like you do.
I feel that. So I had a hemorrhagic stroke. You know, my stroke was, I'm not supposed to be this. This doesn't make any sense why I'm as functional as I am. It doesn't make any sense. So I kind of feel like I made it back for a reason. And I feel the reason I made it back is to help our community, is to help other survivors out there live their life. Really?
Say that to people. You are still here because you have something to do here. So go find what it is.
Yeah. Look, share your story, live life, hug your family, talk to strangers. Like, look.
Hug your family, hug dogs, hug the babies. Dogs are the best.
Hug them all. Hug baby dogs. That's what we should do every single day. Look, basically, just get out there and live your best life. happily. Because I think the one thing that's really difficult after a brain injury is to feel understood.
Yes.
Nobody understands. That's why we have to talk to each other. Reach out to other brain injury survivors. Trust me, it's going to help everybody. We understand, and we're also some of the kindest, most helpful people in the world, you know?
You know, you were talking about it. The thing I love the most about this community is that everyone supports each other. We want to hear each other's history. What was your stroke? How is your day to day? How you're dealing with it? We truly support each other. There's no like my stroke was worse than yours. It's nothing like that at all.
Right. The people who feel that way, they're not ready. They're not ready. They're still
stuck. Not ready.
That maybe when they are.
Makes no sense. That makes no sense.
Yeah. When they're ready, we're here. When you're ready to move forward and live your best life, we're here to help you and guide you on your way. You know?
Yes.
Look, we have to support each other because we're the only ones that truly understand what it's like. You know? Just
exactly.
Be a kind person and, you know, share your story. Share your amazing TikTok videos like Morena over here.
We love to see it.
You've done a few things that I just love. And we're kind of getting to a part of the show where I ask what your nerdom is.
You need to send me because I want to know what you like.
Okay. Some of your dance.
What people like to see.
Some of your dance videos are phenomenal. I was like, how does a human body move that way? I just think it's great.
Another, I don't even know.
Another thing that you do that I just think is spectacular. You're an amazing makeup artist.
Thank you. I do makeup and I love it.
So,
and you know, something that I did that was really, was the first time that I felt really afraid after my stroke.
Mm-hmm.
1 year and a half after my stroke, I was still having this hard time. Like I didn't have the best walk, the best march? No, walk. How do you say it?
Walk.
I didn't have a best walk, and I decided to go to another city to trip to study makeup
mm-hmm.
in this school that I thought was so cool. And I said, I had a stroke, but doesn't matter. I'm going to do it someday. And 1 year and a half after my stroke, I went by myself, and everything was so scary. But that moment was 1 week of intense classes and just getting on an airplane by myself with a bag, and I needed people to help me to get on the plane, to get off the airplane, to do a lot of things. But the fact is that I was in another city by myself, and I was studying and I was learning something that I love so much, and I met all these people, and that showed me that that showed me that I could. So the last day, it was me in the hotel crying my heart out. Crying and calling all my physical therapists, my mom, my sister, everything that I love, and telling them, thank you so much. I love you so much. Thank you for everything. And crying. And it makes me so emotional right now to think about it. It was really emotional.
That's an amazing accomplishment. The fact that you were able to do that. Even now, I'm a little nervous.
I'm shaking thinking about it.
I'm a little nervous just thinking about you doing that travel, getting on the plane, getting off the plane, getting to your room. Oh my gosh. That's a huge moment for you, crazy. But it's also a huge moment for the community. Like, that's amazing. Yeah.
My dad took me to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel he was worried, but yeah. I could feel that he knew that I could do it. And I feel like crying right now.
Hey, no, hey, it's okay.
It makes me really emotional thinking about it.
Look, it makes me emotional, and I'm sure it makes so many others out there emotional too. Look, we can do hard things. We survive something that probably should have taken most
of
us.
That's what I try to say to people all the time. You can do it. You can do so many things. You have no idea you can do it.
Right. All you have to do is try. Get out there and try. You know, and a lot of people, can I tell you what it is? A lot of people are afraid to fail. A lot of people are afraid. Yeah. They're like, here's what I feel about failure. And it's the greatest thing that I've ever heard from the greatest man that I've ever known in life. He said that you will never fail if you continue to try. That just blew my mind. If you can't do something, especially in recovery, the first time you try to walk, I'm sure it failed miserably. The first time you try to pick something up with your affected hand, I'm sure it didn't work out great. You didn't give up. You didn't stop.
Yes.
You kept on going. And what happened? A year, what was it? A year and a half later, you're on a plane by yourself to go to a brand new place to do amazing things by yourself. That is
by
just,
myself.
I'm just blown.
I cannot believe
away.
Until today that I did this. And it brings back so many memories. Like I remember when I got out of the car and went in the airport. I needed to go upstairs and there was this stair. The stair that goes up by itself. I don't know how you call it.
The staircase?
Yeah, the staircase, the staircase like you have in the mall.
Right. Oh, and the escalator.
And I had the elevator by my side. Mm-hmm. But it makes me emotional. I think I'm remembering right now when I my voice is shaking.
It's okay.
I remember going with my family several times at the mall when I started walking again. And the first time I faced a staircase, I was like, I cannot do it. And I didn't. And then the second time, and I was going to go to the elevator again. And my mom looked at me and she said, you can do it. And, you know, it was not like I went there and like, I'm going to take this airplane and fly and do anything. It was a process. So I remember I did it the first time in the mall. And then I did it again and again and again. And I remember getting to the airport and looking at it and looking to the elevator and thinking, I can do this with this bag. It's going to be difficult because I had a big, it's a bag, how you call it?
The suitcase?
Suitcase, yes. I had a big suitcase with me and that's when I thought, fuck. What do I do now? Should I take the elevator? And I thought, it's going to be easy, but it's not what I would do. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the staircase. And I did it. And when I got there, I only wanted to cry. And people would look at me like, why is she staring and looking at nothing? I was so emotional just because I went to the staircase with my suitcase by myself. And that's it. It's about the small things. Like you said, they are not small. They are huge.
Huge. Huge. Look, every marathon, right? You know, like talking about the Olympics, you know, Olympic marathon runners, that marathon starts with one step. It's just a series of tens of thousands of steps, but it all starts with one little step. There's no one step that's more important than the next. It's all together. It's all part of the process. That is an amazing accomplishment. And I'm so, look, As your friend, even if I didn't know you, if I heard the story, there are people out there that are going to hear this and they're going to be like, holy shit.
I hope they can understand because I was so emotional that I don't know if I was saying things clearly.
It comes through clear. The emotions come through the experience. Look, I am so fucking proud of you for everything that you've done and getting to where you are, because I understand the amount of work that you've put into it. You deserve all of this success. You deserve all this happiness. You deserve all of the love and care that's being thrown your way because you've earned it. You've worked your ass off. You really have.
I know how much I did.
It's been amazing to see, but this is what happens when you go into things with the right mindset. This is what happens when you go into things not giving up, you know, no matter what's getting thrown your way, knowing that it's going to be okay.
Look, it's going to be okay.
It might not be perfect, but it's going to be okay. You know,
the mindset. And what another thing that was important, the people around me, like my friends and my family, they were just perfect. My physical therapists, we are friends until today.
Good, good.
We talk. We are really close. Everyone that God put on my way, they were all perfect.
Look, this is why I tell
even
people,
you, and that includes you, because I was talking with you already.
Oh, that makes me so happy. You know, I was thrilled to meet you because of your positive mindset, you know, because a lot of the people that I talked to were still really angry, still really upset.
Most people are angry. Yes. And they're really negative.
It was a breath of fresh air talking to you because I was like, oh, she's happy to be
here.
That's
so good
to
hear.
This is great. So the fact that you had friends and family who were there to support you and positive just like you is why I tell everybody, if you're around people who are negative, if you're around people who are toxic, they got to go. They have to go.
And that's for life, right?
Yeah. Look, they're slowing your progress. They are. It's okay to let people go, right? So you and I, before the brain injury, were caterpillars. We crawled around in the dirt. After our brain injury, we chose to not crawl in the dirt anymore. We spread our wings and we're beautiful butterflies soaring through the sky, right?
Do you have a butterfly tattoo?
I don't have a butterfly tattoo. I have the Ankh, Uja, and Seneb, and then I have a bunch of nerd stuff on this arm.
A bunch of nerd stuff. I need some nerd stuff. I don't have nerd stuff, but so I do have two butterflies.
That's the butterflies are perfect because that's what you are. That's what we are. We spread our wings. We evolved. We went from caterpillars to butterflies, and that's what we're doing. You and I, we're soaring through the sky because we're butterflies.
By the way, my butterfly is different. One side is different than the other. One side is kind of broke, but it's still so cute. I cannot show you here, but I'm going to show you a picture.
Perfect. That's what it is. It's perfect. It's the imperfections that, to me, make things perfect. It really does.
That's it.
You know, so you and I are soaring through the sky. You know, those people who are still angry and bitter and upset, they're still crawling in the dirt on the ground.
Yes.
So one day they'll come meet us up here because it's beautiful up here. God, it's great. It's so nice.
And we are here waiting for them.
That's what we are. You know what we can't do? We can't go back to crawling in the dirt. And we're not going to do that. We're just going to continue flying through the sky because it's a beautiful thing. Morena, I am just blown away by who you are, you know? Like, I knew you were cool. Look, we'll just be completely upfront honest here. You and I have never really spoken.
Yes.
This is the first time. Now, I've known you for years now, but we just message back and forth on Instagram, say hi and you know.
And I hope we can talk more because you are exactly the way I thought you were. You are so cool.
I tell people the same thing all the time when they meet me in person. I say there's two things about me. I'm a lot of energy. Exactly how I am on my podcast is exactly how I am in person. And I said, and two, I'm very tall. So when people meet me,
how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Whoa. I don't know how much is Disney matters, but I know it's a lot.
Yeah. So I tell people I'm tall. So then when they meet me, the first thing they say is that, God, you're tall. And then after about 10 minutes, you're like, God, you're a lot of energy. I'm like, yeah, I know. I warned you. So, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I can tell you are. I love this because, like you said, we met each other. We talk through Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I know you because of the videos and the small talks. But you are exactly the way I thought you were.
Look,
you are 100% like the way you show you are.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a terrible actor. This is just who I am. So you and I,
me too.
We're family. We are. We're all part of like this really cool kids club and being in the brain injury. But there are certain people that you connect with along the way that you just connect with on another level. You're one of those people. And I truly consider you more than just
I feel like this too. I truly do.
You're not just like, oh, it's just somebody I know. Like I really feel that you're family. So yes, we will be doing this significantly more often. So we're at a place in the show right now where I normally ask, Morena, what's your nerdom? We are the neuro nerds over here. So my nerdom, I'm a big comic book guy. I'm a superhero guy. You know, I'm a basketball guy. I'm a video game guy. Those are like my nerdoms because I'm very like oddly passionate about all of them. What are you oddly passionate about?
I would say dance and makeup.
Yes. Yes.
What I think this are the most. Yes. Like you said, you are a superhero guy. I am a superhero woman. I think I was thinking about it now that you said it. But I would say dance and makeup.
Who's your superhero?
I feel like a superhero.
You know what? You are a superhero.
I tell to my nephews that I have superpowers. Like in the beginning, I was talking about how the stroke affected both sides and how I forgot the words. How the motor coordination is affecting the left side, and the fact that I then cannot feel things with my hand. On the right side, I cannot feel temperature, and I burn myself a lot.
Ooh.
And I don't feel pain. I don't feel pain as well on the right side.
Can I tell you why?
So I tell my nephew.
You're a superhero. Superheroes don't feel pain.
I am a superwoman. I am. I tell them. They don't believe me.
Hey, you'll have a comic book based on you pretty soon one day, I'm sure. And look, when it comes to your nerddoms, dance and makeup, you do both beautifully. Like, you're an incredible dancer
and
you're an amazing makeup artist. Like, it really is. So for those of you who haven't seen Morena, check out her Instagram page. She's beautiful. You are. And then
thank you so much.
When you do your makeup,
talk to me there.
and then when you do your makeup, I'm like, who is this supermodel over here? You did a look in particular that I don't think I'll ever forget. It was orange. Your eyes were, and it was just incredible. Like,
I posted yesterday a video of me answering a question, and I'm wearing this not common makeup. I took flowers and put it in my eye, and I decided that I'm going to answer people using those makeups that I do and no one sees, because I do them at home. To stay at home, yes, I do this. Sometimes I go to the saloon to make my nails, and I'm wearing those crazy makeup looks. And people ask me, where are you going? And I say, I'm just hanging out at home by myself, watching a movie.
This is just what superheroes do at home.
Yeah, I am having fun by myself. I really do have fun by myself and doing makeup.
You know, look, this is what we made it back to do. Enjoy our lives and have fun, no matter what, with people around, by ourselves.
No matter what, yes.
No matter what, we made it, and we're here to live our best lives, our best second chance at life. And
I never asked you what the stroke affected. What is
so
different?
Mostly my memory. My memory is I'm like Dory from Finding Nemo, where I forget constantly, and also it affected my right hand. So. If I like my fine motor skills with my hand, if I do a lot, if I'm building something and I have to like screw something in, or if I'm writing a lot, by the end of the day, my hand becomes so weak and I start to tremor a little bit.
Same.
Yeah. So that's an issue. Again, not many people know that, because I don't really show it off, but that's what,
because you worked your ass off to do things the way you do today. So cannot tell when they look at you doing things.
Yeah. And, you know, look, it's I have invisible ailments, you know, just because I look, I'm doing the quote fingers, I look so normal, doesn't mean that I don't suffer from issues.
That's
it.
That's a post about it. I'm going to send you later. I saved it on my phone. That's exactly about it. We look so like we don't have anything. We are not in a wheelchair.
It's a problem.
Everything seems to be so people don't understand. They think
people dismiss us because we look so normal.
Yes.
Oh, well, what are you talking about? You look fine. It's like, looks are only, you know, skin deep. It's what's on the inside.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to, okay. I would love to do another podcast where we talk about that.
Me too.
I
love to
great.
Talk. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if you realize that I like to talk a lot.
No, I love this. And now you understand what this is. There's no reason to be nervous. There's no reason to have any kind of nerves. This is just a normal conversation with this big,
dumb,
green-faced
idiot. I want to have a podcast
idiot.
Now. I like to talk. Like, it's perfect. I want to talk all day long. And we are not going to end this now.
You know, it's
I'm kidding.
So, no,
it's midnight here. We are definitely.
I forget. Like, we're on different sides of the world. So this is the point of the show where we give out our socials. If the people wanted to reach out to you, how would they do that?
Oh, the socials. Okay. It took me a while to understand. Are they going to understand the page of essay? Should I spell it?
All of these will be in the show notes. So you can say what it is. You can spell it if you want to, but all of the links will be in the show notes.
Yeah. The page of essay. And I have my personal account that I use too. So you can reach me on both of them. Is that right?
That's perfect.
follow me, comment, text me. I answer every time. It sometimes took me a while to answer, but I like to answer everyone. It took me a while because every time I answer someone, I like to talk with that person, you know? So yes. It's not like, oh, I'm going to answer 40 people today. No, I go and answer one person and I end up having a 30-minute conversation or more. And it's always like that. I cannot help it. I like to talk to people. So even though it took me a while, I'm going to answer at some point.
I love that. It's not just a, oh, I'm just going to say hi. It's like, look, we're actually connecting.
Talk to people.
Yeah.
I was talking to a woman yesterday that she had this thing with her hand too, and she feels super tired too. I was talking that I tried to go back to makeup and I could not do more than 3 makeups a day because I felt so tired, and she is the same. So it's so good to connect.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we share our stories with other people and maybe give some tips and tricks that they didn't know that will help them. And there's some things in their story that might give us some tips and tricks that might help us. This is why we have to share. So all of those links will be in the show notes. I implore you guys to reach out to Morena because she's this amazing human being. You can attempt to try to reach out to my tiny ass-kicking co-host, Lauren, at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to me.
I promise I'm a cool person.
She is. She's a very cool person. Literally, much cooler than me, for sure. You can absolutely reach out to me at Joe Sorox and all the socials.
I don't know if I'm that cool, but okay.
You know what? You're like another level cool. Like, you really are. Like, if this was like a video game and there's like a sub boss, you'd be like the boss boss. You know what I mean? Like, you're like the cool kid. You're like a.
Okay, I'm gonna take it. Thank you.
Yeah. Remember, you're a superwoman. Ask your nephews. You know, they know you're a superhero woman. Reach out to us at the Neuro Nerds everywhere. Morena, honestly, this has been great. I've loved connecting with you after years of online friendship.
Yes, for years.
Now we're like friends. So
friends officially.
I really mean this. Your journey has been inspiring. I just love how open and honest you are with everything. Your dance videos are phenomenal. Like, it really is great to see what you do physically. It's great to see what you do when you do your makeup. It's just incredible. It's inspiring to me. I'm a dude. I'm not really doing makeup. I'm just saying it's inspiring to those in the community too, because
we met in person, I'm going to do makeup on you.
You can do my makeup. I make a very ugly woman. I'm not a very attractive man. I make an even worse woman. So as proven by some of the stories that Morena has shared today, we can do difficult things. Really, we can do things that scare us. It should scare you. You know, it should feel uncomfortable. Do you want to know what comes after that discomfort? Growth. That's how we grow. That's how we move forward in life. And that's how we continue to live our best life ever. Morena, you are amazing. I'm so thankful to have you on the show. And
Thank you for having me here.
Of course. I can't wait to have another conversation with you, because this has literally been, it's just been great. And I'm so appreciative of you. And on that,
this is Morena, the best podcast you ever did, isn't it? I know it is.
Ever. This is the best podcast
ever.
And on that, this is the best podcast episode ever. Note, this Neuro Nerd is out. That was perfect. Morena, see? No nerves.
I loved it. I loved talk so much. I can't.
You're perfect.
I think my dad is in his room right now. Thank you, my God. My life order is just crazy. She's talking to herself. My mother language that I cannot understand. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for having me.
Neuro Nerds.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.